Dr. Nilank Jha, neurosurgeon, spine surgeon, and as they say, friend of the show. Nice to see you. How you been?
Good, good. Nice to see you guys again.
And who did you bring in here? Wasn't a former client or anything, was it?
No, sir. Confidentiality.
So Tiger Woods has what's called a spinal fusion, and we think we know what that is, but we probably don't know what that is. What we do know is that with all the things that have happened to him, all the surgeries he has had, all the repairs that have been made to them, he keeps breaking down over and over and over again. Now he has this one, and I'm told that there was a chance he would not be able to play golf after having this surgery. And yet, now, what I'm hearing is that this fusion, while it changes some of the things he can do in the course of the golf swing, might have stabilized him and might have helped him in ways that he may not have even been able to anticipate. First of all, what is a spinal fusion?
Yeah, for sure. So this is a model of the spine. This is the cranium up here,
right,
and the sacrum down here. This is the middle part of the spine that we call the thoracic spine. And then down here is the lumbar spine. So in Tiger's case, these two bones down here.
The two bottom ones.
And generally that's in the general public. What occurs is they start shifting around. And when they shift around, that grinding of the bone causes back pain.
Okay.
And then you can see the nerves coming out here. It starts jamming up the nerves.
Right.
So Tiger was dealing with two issues. One was the back pain, and one was the nerve getting jammed up. So the first three operations, they were trying to decompress the nerve. And that surgery was unsuccessful, produces a lot of scar tissue. So finally what they did is they went from the front anteriorly, made an incision, removed the entire disc, put in a graft, and fused the level. Now this accomplishes two things. One is it gives a lot of room for the nerve, so his nerve was no longer jammed up. And two, it fuses the spine here, meaning these two blocks are now fused together and there's no movement.
So they won't grind together.
They won't grind. But what's even more amazing for golf is, in golf, the thoracic spine is what we use, the middle spine, for mobility.
Yes.
So you know when we talk about amateur golfers coming over the top and, you know, if you
come
9 degrees over the top, you lose 42 yards on a 95-mile-per-hour swing. That's because a lot of us are using too much of the lower back as opposed to the middle back. So in Tiger's case, when he has the low back fused, now there's more rotation going on in the thoracic spine or the middle part of the spine.
Mm-hmm.
And that prevents early extension. So when we thought that he was thinning his chips or sculling his chips last year, I don't think he was ever doing that. I think what was happening was he was experiencing significant back pain and he was standing up too early in the swing. And that's why he was sculling the chips. So what this operation has done is preventing that from occurring. Now, the clubhead speed, as recently as yesterday, they asked Tiger, your clubhead speed was tracked at 129.6 miles per hour.
That's fast.
The average amateur is at 85 miles per hour. The average tour player is at 115 to 117. And you have Tiger at 129.6 carrying the ball, you know, to 320 yards. I mean, that's unheard of.
At
42 years old with four spinal operations and four knee operations.
Mm.
And the reporter asked Tiger, like, you know, why are you swinging so fast? And he looked at the reporter and he said, dude, if I knew, I'd tell you. You know? And I think that, you know, now, that being said, let me qualify that. I've had thousands and thousands of spine patients. And if you take any ordinary individual and you operate on their spine four times, just the scar tissue buildup, the process of surgery, it would be difficult for anybody even to live a normal life and engage in activities of daily living. But we're dealing with an individual that was always in peak physical condition. The core was strong, the low back was strong. I mean, what we're seeing is phenomenal.
I went through a back problem, and you and I sort of discussed it. I don't know if you remember it, but one of the things I did is I went through a laser procedure to break up scar tissue. It solved a 20-year back problem. I guess it was scar tissue. I didn't know that, but it was impinging on the nerves and was causing sciatic pain and all kinds of other things. Would Tiger go through treatments like laser in order to break up that scar tissue?
Well, you know, I haven't personally treated Tiger, but I can tell you that prior to doing a fusion operation like he had, they would have tried everything possible.
To get rid of the scar tissue.
To get rid of anything compressing the nerve.
Right.
So the first thing we do is a microdiscectomy where we go in from the back, clean out the disc, try to free up the nerve. We can do that through minimally invasive surgery with a small incision. I mean, you look at Peyton Manning's case. He had the same issue that Tiger has in the low back, in the neck. And initially, you know, for opera singers, athletes, we try to do a fancy operation to prevent as much damage as we can. And that didn't work either for Peyton Manning. And he had to go in for a second operation and get fused from the front. Now, in Peyton Manning's case, he actually never recovered fully that nerve function. Even when he won the Super Bowl with Denver, you could see that every once in a while he would throw a duck. But in Tiger's case, I don't know if you remember in 2015, he would make this comment that my glute's not activating. And everybody's like, what is he talking about? That's because the nerve was compressed once in a while.
Oh, I see.
This is, doctor, this is a layperson question, but given the fusion surgery, do we think of Tiger's back now as chronologically younger? And could he theoretically play longer because his back now maybe isn't the same as your average 42-year-old athlete because he's had this fusion surgery?
You know, it's a great question, but actually a good way to think about it is if you fuse the back at this level, it's like shutting down one lane on a highway, and now the level above, below, all around has to work harder. So theoretically, it is possible that there could be a problem at the adjacent level down the road. So this is not to say that this has cured and solved all problems. In fact, I think, you know, even in the final round, just this weekend at Valspar, it looked at a couple points like he was almost wincing. And, you know, he didn't have his A game. He was kind of hitting his irons to the middle of the green. So, you know, the question is, he's at 14 majors. He's placed second. He placed 12th at the Honda Classic just before that. You know, even with his B game, he placed second on the final round. Does he have enough in that spine maybe to win a couple more majors? Possibly. But you know what? It's still a dicey issue here. Scar tissue.
So this is you're saying that this is not a problem that has been solved, that maybe it's a problem that has been postponed.
Well, it's impossible to predict. The fusion is obviously held because if you swing the club at 129 miles an hour. So when we put in the graft and the rods and screws,
Yeah. Actually
that's not the fusion. That's just temporary. And those rods and screws we use are the same thing you'd find at Home Depot or Canadian Tire.
I know. I had some in my knee.
Yeah. They're just $400 or $500 more because of the technology. But those are just put in place while the body fuses itself.
Right.
And then that instrumentation doesn't function after that. So the fusion has occurred because it's 6 months since the operation. He's doing well. This surgery has been successful. But does that preclude him from having any other problems? No. He's at risk, a higher risk than the average person of having more problems.
Is he at higher risk because he's a professional golfer or higher risk just because of the previous back issues?
Well, I would say both. One is, I mean, look at the shot he took from behind the trees where, he was on there, hit a hook, came back towards the green. He almost damaged his forearm over there. You're dealing with a guy who will do anything to win. So he's swinging violently. You know, I mean, he played Rocco Medie on one leg in 2008 at the U.S. Open. He's willing to do anything. So two reasons why he's at risk is one is his pre-existing history, and two, because he's had these operations.
What's the long-term risk for Tiger after his golf days are over? Well, I gather you would suspect he has a limited time playing competitive golf given what he's gone through, that there's a high risk that some of this will break down again and eventually he won't be able to play. What about long-term life? Is he at risk now of being in permanent pain, having to have more procedures done when he's theoretically 60, 65, 70 years old?
You know what, Bob, what I would say is that, and listening to things he said in his interviews, he's got two young kids. They never got to see him in his prime. And I think the fact that these operations have given him an opportunity, he obviously has a great medical team, to show his kids what he was all about rather than watching on YouTube, I think he would take any risk to do that. I think one thing...
But this is a risk.
Well, I mean, you know what? Let me put it to you this way. When we look at risks for anything in sports, and we question whether, you know, Crosby should go back to hockey too soon, or Austin Matthews, is he returning too soon?
Right.
I have kids every day. I had a kid last week in the office who's in grade 8. He's 13 years old, and he was already doing long division in grade 2. Now he can't do simple mathematics because of the number of concussions playing football.
Wow.
But the only thing he wants to do every time he comes into my office is get back on the football field. So when you deal with the Sidney Crosbys of the world, the Tiger Woods of the world, and he has an opportunity to build a legacy, maybe to win, you know, a few more majors, maybe reach Jack Nicklaus at 18 if he's playing the way he is, you know, can you fault somebody like that for taking any kind of risk to reach that type of legacy?
No, I'm just trying to understand what the reality is that while right now it looks pretty good, there hasn't been a recurrence that we are aware of pain, injury, that you're telling me that that may be temporary, that there, you know, as you said, there, the next disc up, the next level up is going to have to take some of the strain that has been taken away from as a result of the fusion.
Yeah, I mean, nobody can give any specific guarantees, but I mean, the other thing too is he's had four operations on his left knee, right? He's got four operations on his spine. Yeah, I mean, we're walking on shaky ground here, but you know, the other thing you notice too is on the 18th hole at Valspar in the final round, he took a 2-iron off the tee, hit the ball to the middle of the green. I mean, he's playing less aggressively than he once did. You know, he just realized that was his best option to save par and have a chance at birdie. And if he makes smart decisions like that on the golf course, you know, doing what he can do, who knows, you know, if he even gets 3, 4, 5 good years in him. I mean, Phil Mickelson won at the age of 47 last
week.
The week before at the age of 47.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, Tiger, other than this, is in prime physical condition. I think one thing we've learned about Tiger is, I mean, you know, world number one for 683 weeks. I mean, you know, I can't think of anybody else cognitively and physically who could get over the scandal, the DUI that was in the public
face, yeah, no kidding,
all these surgeries. And, you know, guys like you and I know that as amateur golfers, how mental is the game? Yet this guy can get through that and do what he's doing. So I wouldn't put anything past Tiger.
Mm. Fascinating stuff. Thank you. Does this have a name? George. Thanks for bringing it in, because it's a good, you know, for those that are watching on television, you get a chance to see a little bit of what the human spine looks like and what Tiger Woods has had done. It's not a small procedure. It's fairly significant. And for him to be where he's at right now, you know.
Top five at Augusta.
Well, big, all right. Prediction is in.
Can you imagine? I've said this before, Phil and Tiger in the final group Sunday afternoon at Augusta.
Oh, it'd be unbelievable.
I think we mentioned it to Jim Nance last week, or earlier this week, when he was on.
He was excited about that.
He was excited about
Vijay
that prospect.
With Vijay Singh and Ernie Els watching in the gallery there on 18.
There you go. Dr. Nilanjah, neurosurgeon, spine surgeon.